these people may be up here thinking that they're really presenting art, they're really doing physics, they're really doing science, but just like the people at the Manhattan Project, they never knew what they were doing. Everything is compartmentalized, and they're showing us so much. They're just showing us. They've got things like Icarus going up to touch the sun. That's just the stupidest thing I've heard so far. In my opinion, in the opinion of others much smarter than myself. And then she flips over to this picture. This picture right here. I'm pretty sure you can see this. I should be screen saving. But two things are going on. You've got the dark. Someone took a picture of this dark building right here. You've got a dark area and another dark area with a bridge connecting it in the middle. That, to me, represents dimension to dimension, and this would be CERN. The other thing that I didn't notice, I did point out the amazing amount of chemtrails that are right in the middle of the picture. Like, there's a hole right over CERN. Here's chemtrails down here, there's chemtrails right here. And then, oddly enough, the Star of David is right there. Right there. It's either that, or it's the Star of David, or it's Aleister Crowley's star. One of the two. It's hard to tell. They're not trying to connect with Burfield currents to another planet. They're trying to kick out the side door. They can't go up. So entities on the other side of the veil are trying to trick them into kicking a hole through it so they can go live life eternal. And it's going to backfire big time. And we're all going to get caught in the cross. And seeing sun symbolism, it's in front of the Vatican. It's at CERN. It's in all the architecture, the great buildings. Everything has a sun disk, a solar disk, the sun. These guys try to say, oh, Jesus wasn't real. They're just talking about the sun being resurrected. The sun worship, Sunday. Because the portal to get out of this earthly realm is in the center of the sun. And that's why they're blocking it. And the reason I say that is because I know at least 50 different people that have inadvertently caught a video of it. And it's the exact same looking thing that's in the middle of an ancient picture of Jachin and Boaz, the two Freemasonic columns. And in the middle, there's a sun. So that's what I think.
The stuff that they're going to cover is staggering. So I'm going to try to walk you all through it. Now she's talking and showing the Google map car driving through CERN. And that's what she keeps referring to. She refers to this as an ICS portal, so forth and so on. But here's an image of CERN from above. And you notice it's the same eight-pointed wheel that CERN itself is, as well as the sundial obelisk sitting in front of St. Peter's Basilica. But I digress. Listen, let's take a look at this workshop she's talking about. It's called Thinking Alleys, the Workshop. And there's 4 points on here. One is past building blocks of the future. Number two is called Visitors from the Future. Yeah. Number three, Street View Game. Number four, Timelines in Space. So at the CERN facility, they have a bunch of streets named after Einstein, named after Wolfgang, named after particle, you know, physicists, so forth and so on, that came before them. But she is going to get to the Visitors from the Future. And they're talking about it because, you know what? That's exactly what it is they're doing. CERN isn't, they didn't build the world's biggest, strongest, most powerful machine on the face of the planet with every country involved to simply recreate the moments after the Big Bang, because the Big Bang is a theory. It isn't proven. It's not real. And it doesn't even make any sense. One day there was nothing, and then nothing exploded and created everything. Think about that. Say that to a child who hasn't yet been indoctrinated in kindergarten, preschool, first grade, whatever, and see what their answer is. And chances are, you're going to figure out what the answer is. Giving accolades, they're giving respect to people that came from the past. And that's fine. Everybody does that. If you build something, you always think of your predecessor or the person that inspired you. That's totally normal. But in a moment, they're going to take a real turn down Wacky Street, and they're basically going to explain to you what it exactly is they are doing. And they are breaking into other dimensions on a small scale. And what I've been warning you about since I started this channel is they're going to break into other dimensions on a large scale. And better yet, they're going to break into other dimensions. They're going to tear a hole in the veil between humanity and spirituality. They're going to use the D-Wave quantum computers that they have daisy-chained all over the planet Earth, or the plain Earth, because at this point, that doesn't matter. and they're going to use the D-Wave to maintain. Think about it. It's like a high-speed highway that they're going to open up, and D-Wave's basically going to be the street lights. And they're going to, not only are they going to let other dimensional beings into our reality, they're going to give them physical light. That's what the transhumanist agenda is. That's what all the robots is. That's what all the AI is. That's what all of this is about. But again, I missed it the first time. She is going to allude to it directly, saying, look at the reflections in the grass. These photos were taken by the woman that first started this video out, the other, the art woman. But look at this photo she took at CERN. Do you notice anything odd in the photo? Right here looks like a ghost picture of computers, a doorway, so forth and so on. And it's not simply the reflection of this, because none of these match. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that right? 4. Yeah, 4 lights right here, but they're not up here. Do you see what I'm saying? And she's going to mention it.
That you can see how we are
visitors from the future.
So they wrote a dialogue between us, the physicists from the future, and them, CERN Walker from 2017.
You just said, let me play it one more time. They contain worlds, W-O-R-L-D-S, within the photograph, and she's right. That's alluding to the Tower of Babel. That is basically verifying everything we've been talking about for years now. This is what we've been comparing CERN to for several years now. The Tower of Babel, or the proverbial stairway to heaven. There's no mistaking, there's no confusing. She is straight up telling you what it is. Why else in the wide world would she call that? It's a stairway, but to her, it's a stairway to heaven. This picture shows the devotion of all the people working at CERN. It's a stairway to heaven. She just said it. Facing an incredibly chemtrailed sky, because the chemtrails tie in with it. They need this highly conductive medium in the sky in order to do what it is they're going to do. And that's exactly why she's showing this. Why in the world would you take a picture where you can't even see the buildings with two bridges between it? So this is one world. This is another world. That's the bridge between it. And that's the medium to get them there. You see it? She's not being very still. See it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see this right here? This anomaly has shown up a bazillion times. Do you see it directly in the center of the sun? Right there? I think that they cannot get off this world, and the portal to get out of this reality is in the center of the sun, which is why they worship the sun and have for so long. Image that I found from a long time ago. Do you notice anything in the center? You keep blowing it up, you can see that it has what appears to be an upside down. Do you see this? There's like a cube in the center. I really, really am beginning to believe that the portal that CERN is trying to open and stabilize is in the center of the sun. There's no denying the fact that these people worship the sun. They always have. I mean, for instance, look at what I'm showing you. But that artifact in the center of the sun has shown up in a lot of places. And she could see it with the naked eye. And as you can see, that dot in the center is active. It's moving around. And it just calls to mind this right here. And it would go up. They cannot go through the Van Allen. They can't go through the firmament. They can't go with. They're stuck in this earth. They're stuck in this earth. That's why they give us wild and crazy stories about we're going to 89 million miles away to look at the sun and so forth. It's just absolutely ridiculousness. I think that they're going to go up. I think CERN is trying to open a portal in the center of the sun that's been opened before, and that's why they document it in things like this.